NPR is confirming today that the U.S. is considering airstrikes or airdrops of food and medicine in northern Iraq to help as many as 40,000 people, who mostly are members of a religious minority called the Yazidi. They've been stranded on a mountaintop after attacks by the militant group that calls itself the Islamic State. Joining us from Washington is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. And Tom, what more do you know about what the U.S. is considering when it comes to dealing with this?
Well, I did talk with a government official yesterday who's involved in these discussions, and this person told me that they are, in fact, looking at airdrops of food and medicine and water. This could be done from U.S. Air bases in Turkey. The person said they're discussing this again, and there have been no decisions made as of yet. Also, airstrikes have long been a possibility against ISIS, or the Islamic State, as it's now called. General Dempsey told NPR several weeks ago that there are three possible options for airstrikes. He said high-value targets. He said protecting critical infrastructure in Iraq. And he also said if ISIS forces start to coalesce, start to group some places. So this could be, again, could be a place where they would mount airstrikes against ISIS or the Islamic State. Now, the White House spokesman Josh Earnest will not say what's under consideration, but he did say that this particular problem in northern Iraq with all these folks out in the mountain and out in the elements, it's an acute problem. He said the stakes are high here. He said they are watching it closely.
Now, yesterday we spoke to Marzio Babil, who's the Iraq representative for UNICEF, and he described what it is like for these people up on this mountaintop. Let's listen.
We have a stone desert surrounding these mountains, no water, no food, no market, and obviously no trees or plants. This is a very rugged terrain where survival would be probably impossible after 4 days.
And Tom, he was telling us that the Iraqis are already dropping water so that some of these people can drink something. But what would the U.S. hope to achieve by either airstrikes or drops of food and water?
Well, of course, the U.S. has greater capability than the Iraqis. That's been the problem all along. The Iraqis are, you know, hoping they can get more armaments from the U.S., helicopters and Hellfire missiles. So in this particular case, this humanitarian crisis, they could bring in, let's say, C-130s or an airdrop, more supplies and so forth to these folks who are up in the mountains. So that's what the U.S. could bring. But the problem is, do they really want to get involved with airstrikes now? And that's something that the White House spokesman Josh Earnest talked about. He said there is no American military solution here. It's really a political problem. But again, you almost have to separate these two problems. You have a humanitarian catastrophe brewing here on the one hand, and on the other hand, you have the issue of Iraq at large. What to do? Should the U.S. provide more training and assistance to Iraq? While Nouri al-Maliki is still prime minister, that's a particular problem that they have yet to decide, and they're still deliberating.
What about arming the Kurds?
That's something that this particular official talked to me about. The Kurds have long been a very strong ally of the United States, going back many years. A lot of strong ties to the U.S. military and the intelligence community. And this person said it's possible we could provide arms just to the Kurds. But then the problem is, are you again getting involved in this fight that the Iraqi government should be handling and not the U.S.? So there are a lot of discussions still underway on this issue. And as far as I know, nothing's been resolved quite yet.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman on the news today that the U.S. is considering airstrikes or airdrops of food and medicine in Iraq. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
This is Here and Now.